Rosie, I'm home.
Eric, llegué a casa.
Reality. Rod, I'm home.
Okay, Eric. ¿Qué pasó?
This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Are we ready for this? Da-da-da.
Are you recording? Look at, you see our kids drum? This is the new setup for our comeback.
They can't Stacks see it. Of, this is a podcast.
They're looking right at it, but you're going to post that on Instagram.
I know, I'm going to post it.
All right, so we're back.
Yes, guys, we missed you. It's been almost 3 months, Eric, since this whole insanity. Well, no, the insanity began, 5 months ago, but then we stopped doing the podcast like almost 3 months ago because this one over here, let me show him, had multiple surgeries. And then what happened to you?
Well, first of all, it's going to sound like I'm hitting puberty during this whole podcast, so I apologize. This is my voice at probably 70% back.
Yes.
Which isn't bad. I mean, I'm feeling a lot better than I was 2 months ago. Yeah. I was pretty nervous.
Eric had low back surgery, neck surgery to take out titanium discs and put back new discs, and then...
Well, let's explain what happened. So, but I had discs put in my neck 12 years ago. That were like under an experimental study. So those discs weren't FDA approved. Those discs ultimately started failing. And because they were failing, I needed to get those discs out and put in the new FDA approved discs.
And then the chances for the surgery to have a little bit of a hiccup, meaning they might graze your vocal cords or they might inflame your vocal cords, it's like 0.00001%. It doesn't happen. And of course, it happens to... Eric
Here's
Barrett
the thing.
Winter McCumber.
I did a revision, so there was more risk for this to happen. But bottom line is, yeah, the laryngeal nerve that controls the
Ooh,
vocal
fancy
cord
word.
On my right
okay.
got inflamed and aggravated from the surgery, so,
so he
it
lost
paralyzed
his voice.
My right vocal cord. So because it was paralyzed, I sounded like Rod Stewart meets Darth Vader.
No, you sounded like nobody. You couldn't speak. And then he took it so seriously and he was so petrified.
I didn't talk for almost a week at one point, right?
No,
I didn't say one
no,
word for five.
More than that.
No.
Eric, it was supposed to be 1 week and then you milked it and milked it. And it was like
milked
2 weeks.
It?
Yeah.
Lost your voice, you'd have a... I don't even know how you'd comprehend.
I have no idea either. But you didn't talk for a while. So imagine in the middle of a pandemic, we are... all inside the house, and we have to talk about COVID later, but we're all inside the house and I'm with the kids and my husband, it's not speaking, and had lower back surgery and
Listen,
his leg is acting up, and then neck surgery, and he lost his voice, and we're communicating via text and writing, and I mean, it
I had
was
to text
a
every
sitcom.
Single conversation to her and to Sabella.
Yes.
And poor Dylan had to learn sign language, essentially.
Dylan was so confused because Dylan is used to daddy reading him to him at night and singing to him. And he's 2.5 years old, so he didn't comprehend that daddy was not speaking to him. You damaged that kid for life.
Now I damaged him? Are you kidding me? Wow.
No, listen, it was crazy, guys. And then he started.
And then I started vocal therapy. I got to give a shout out to Noelle, my speech therapist, who's helped me tremendously get back to this point.
Noelle helped your voice, didn't help the marriage. Noelle, gave my husband twice a week now for
twice
months.
A week, twice a
I'm
day.
Saying twice a day. He gets
for
up in the
months.
Morning, he has breakfast, and then he goes to his little private place. Nobody can talk to him because he needs to vocalize and work, and rightly so, because you know what? His voice is his livelihood. He's an actor. He needs his voice. So the whole thing was, I'm petrified. I'm never going to work again. I'm not going to be able to do the rookie my show. I lost my voice. And everybody's like, Eric, you're going to be fine. But you know, when you're inside that headspace, and Eric is very sensitive, he's a cancer. Eric takes everything
very
seriously.
By the way, she sounds so much more compassionate right now on the podcast than she did in real life.
No, I was not compassionate.
There was zero compassion in real life.
I was severely annoyed. And I had to do a lot of self work and self introspection. Oh, I don't even know how to say
introspection.
Introspection about why am I so annoyed that my husband lost his voice? I think it was a combination of everything. You know, the world is falling apart. This country is falling apart. I can't stand the president. We have COVID. We're petrified that we don't want to get it. The kids need to be healthy, and then my husband doesn't speak. And it was severely annoying. But anyway, so let me give you, I should call Dylan and Sabella to do a reenactment of Eric's live in the morning and at night. Everybody has to leave the room because Eric is vocalizing. He gets into this very zen mode. His arms go to a very specific position, and he goes, he, 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 voice is back. Thank you, Noel. You made it work. He's much happier. Therefore, everybody's happier.
Well, I'm glad you at least fessed up that you had no patience for my lack of voice.
I have no patience for you.
No. I had to have a conversation of like, can't you just have some compassion here at some point?
I don't have that chip. That chip is missing in my life.
And you always say Sabella's missing the compassion.
I have compassion
chip.
For dogs. That's wow. about it. And my kids.
So aside from that, that was just one step in the process, because right after dealing with that blow to our minds and our bodies, we
blow
as a family
got
hit with COVID.
We didn't say, this is the first time that we say this openly, guys. We didn't want to release it. Oh my God, we got COVID. We didn't want to do any of that because it was such an intense and private moment of devastation within the house, because we don't understand how we did everything right, we thought, with the sanitizing, absolutely everything, being maniacs at sanitizing the house and the mask. And
gloves.
And going out very minimally just to the vet because of my dog, or to the supermarket. We were so petrified, and we did everything. And people that know me and know us, we're pretty, pretty
anal
and clean, and we get COVID. Eric gets it.
Well, it was bizarre. So we don't know. Again, we don't know. The first person that showed any signs,
it was
our nanny and our kids.
The kids. It was Dylan with a fever, and then Sabella with a fever.
And our nanny was feeling uncomfortable, but she had no fever. So we thought she just had allergies. So the kids had a fever, 24 hours, 48 hours max.
We went away on a little beach vacation for 3 days. And then it was freezing cold. It's like we went to the beach, and it was the most bizarre thing because I'm in sweatpants. I'm covering myself. I'm freezing. The kids.
We weren't around anybody.
Around nobody. The beach was completely empty. It was a great family time, bonding. It was beautiful. But the kids, like Dylan, will go back to the beach house with the lips blue, like freezing. So we
thought the kids just caught a cold.
They got a cold.
That's what we thought.
And then the nanny test positive. Then
By the way, our nanny had symptoms of like having allergies. So it didn't seem like it was anything outrageous.
Yeah.
The kids had like symptoms of a cold.
So
they did have a fever.
They were in
like
complete denial, thinking there's no way it's COVID. There's no way. We've been so careful. It's like we're so anal. So my nanny tests positive for COVID. By then, I have a fever. I'm in bed. I'm miserable. I'm still thinking, I have a cold. Tengo la monga en español. En Puerto Rico se dice, tengo la monga.
You were more like a flu. You were more
miserable.
Like she was hit
was
like she had a solid flu.
Like body aches and fever and headache and sinuses. I'm going, oh my God, this freaking beach trip got us sick. Then
she gets tested, and Rosalind does, in fact, after our nanny has confirmed positive, Rosalind does also confirm positive.
I'm screaming.
So then
hysterical.
I decide I should probably get tested, and my mom, because she's been with us at the beach, and the kids, and I start feeling a little bit weird that night, like a little bit of body aches, no fever, but a little bit of body aches for one day. Sure enough, I test positive, my mom tests positive, the kids test negative,
which we assume
that it just, if they had it, it came and went like the doctors are saying.
By the way, we have tested them 3 times and they're always negative. We don't understand how they can be inside a household that everybody's infected and they are negative. So you know why we have these angels and God is so good, because our main concern was if the kids get it, I'm going to freak out.
But this is how crazy this thing is. I'm positive. I have symptoms for maybe 24 hours. I did get this weird sinus thing and a slight reduction of taste, but that was about it. My mom, completely asymptomatic, and she was the most high risk. We were freaking out. She had never one symptom the entire time. Rosalind gets hit with like the flu and completely wipes out, like crashes and burns.
I'm burned. I'm dying in bed for a week. When they tell you guys, and I'm sure people that has had it know this, there's no sense of smell or taste. It's no joke. It took me
You're just getting
months.
It back now, right?
Yeah.
Not months, but...
when I say you don't taste or smell anything, you don't taste or smell anything. And the body aches are crazy. There's this burning sensation that your nose gets, really bad sinuses. It is very uncomfortable. So please, please, please be compassionate to other people and be mindful and be respectful and protect yourself and protect others. It's no joke.
At the end of the day, we're super lucky. Everybody is negative. We're all good now. Yeah. We're clean.
Can we talk about how 2020 sucks?
Well, but there are people out there, which I agree. Look at the bright side of the things you've gained from 2020.
No.
We've had more family time than I've ever experienced, period.
Yeah, that part was incredible.
You are cooking out of control right now. Rosalind's like, cooking so much.
And I hate it.
She does hate it. And we argue about what we're going to make. Here's the thing about Rosalind. She wants to cook. She sends me to the grocery store to buy 5,000 ingredients. I bring all the ingredients home. She's fully into this whole thing. I'm going to make this. I found this recipe, that recipe. I buy everything. Then she starts and goes like, I don't want to do it. And every morning I go, Roz, we need to take out what you want to make for night.
No, guys, correction. This guy is so obsessed with food. I'm not kidding you. So we get up 6:30, 7 in the morning. We make breakfast for the kids. We're eating breakfast. He's already asking me, so what are we having for lunch? What are we having for dinner? I'm going, Eric,
because you got to have the food out to prep it.
We just got up. Can I just enjoy my freaking breakfast without you thinking about what am I cooking for dinner? I don't want to cook.
Okay.
I don't want to think about it.
But then here's her. 4:30. We usually eat dinner at 5. Oh my God. Well, I think I'll probably make this. Oh, but the fish is frozen. Oh, I don't know. I'm going to probably do this. Let me just put some mushrooms out.
And at the end, I make it work and they have a lovely
dinner. Make it work and the kitchen looks like a bomb went off.
Are you joking?
It always looks like a bomb went off and then we got to clean it. It's like stuff's everywhere.
Está hablando caca porque eso no es verdad. Eso no es verdad.
No sé.
Anyways. Next topic.
What? We're talking
the point
about
is, guys, yes.
2020 has sucked in some ways.
It sucks.
But there's some beauty in
the
others.
The family time has been incredible. It's been incredible. And for us, you know, because this is He Said, Ella Dijo, and it's about marriage and la compenetración del matrimonio. El amor, la unidad, la compasión.
I'll tell you one thing.
El entender. So we had a great, the beginning of the quarantine was beautiful.
It was amazing.
We were getting along. We were doing jacuzzi nights and we were having a blast. Then surgery started hitting. Eric started falling apart, and then my compassionate level was not great, and
but
I
the thing
was
is,
overwhelmed.
I was actually recovering great from the surgeries. It's just her compassion chip short-circuited, and there was none.
No, because I was taking care of a lot. Listen, I'm taking care of dogs that are sick. I'm taking care of the kids.
I wasn't in bed.
I'm cleaning the house.
I was doing everything,
I'm
too.
I'm doing a lot of stuff with an attitude and a mood.
Oh,
and you know,
because of your compassion chip.
Ladies, this happens to you, that when your husband is like moody and like being an a-hole, then your reaction is, instead of being like, honey, let's just talk. Like, what's going on? It's very difficult for me to do that. So what I do is like, oh, he's been an a-hole. I'm going to be a B-I-T-C-H.
Okay.
And that's a cycle that is very, it's not great, because I see him, when I see his energy off, my energy gets 3 times more off. And then that's a problem.
And how about, guys, when you try to be sweet and kind and use these great words and then they don't react or change at all?
What do you mean?
You don't do anything different.
Do you do anything different?
Yeah, when sometimes I try to be sweet and I try to be kind.
No, you don't.
What? Oh, my God. Full of it. So we started out super strong in quarantine, then hit some solid aggravation patches for a month or so, month or two.
Then we got sick.
So everybody was aggravated. And then
even the kids were aggravated.
And then now we're doing good.
And now we're back to good. I know, right? We have thank God that we have this blessing that we just go through that, and then somehow we get out of it seamlessly. Like, we don't even know how we get out of it, right? Because we're not even going to therapy because we're not doing that now.
A lot of praying.
So we just, what is it? Meditation? Eric got this recording from a colleague from work, this actress Alisa, that she's great. And Alisa has become very much into
her fiance
is a great musician. And they're doing this,
it's a sound bowl.
It's a sound bowl, and it's about frequencies and energy and sound. And I actually believe in the philosophy. I think it's beautiful. I tried it.
You tried the frequency?
I tried it. And I didn't last because my mind is all over the place, and I'm going through a lot of mierdita that doesn't allow me to just breathe, basically. But Eric has been doing it. That's another thing. Besides the hee, 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 hee. Every single night and every morning. Every night he takes 30 minutes for himself with headphones. Nobody can talk to him because he's listening to sound bowls and frequencies. And it's actually helping you a lot. You know, I look at you, my jaw is clenching. I'm freaking stressing out. I want to hit something. And then I look to the side and Eric is like completely eyes closed, headphones, basically snoring while he's listening to this thing. And I'm going, wow, what a life.
I'm trying meditation for the first time.
Your wife is here having molars, breaking molars and about to have a root canal. He's like,
that's what I mean. While we're going through COVID and she gets out of it, she's like eating something, crack, molar just breaks in half. She's like, what the hell? Another thing,
2020
molar.
Sucks. Sea la madre del 2020, nieta. Sea la madre.
Start meditating. Meditating is good.
I know.
It's actually been really great for me. I've never been one to meditate. I've never been one to try this. It's just hard to clear your mind at first, but it's 30 minutes of listening to this music and it's been very, very helpful. I'm impressed.
I need to start meditating. I do praying. That's my form of meditation. Anyways, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about my surgery. Now it's my turn. My turn. Okay, so we are back. Now you guys know that it's been glorious and it's been shitty and it's been positive and it's been negative. And I'm sure every family is going through the same thing we're going through because we're like any other family, right? Now, you know about Eric's surgeries and lost a voice. The voice is back. Not 100%, as you can tell that he sounds a little bit sexy.
I thought I was doing pretty good.
No, wow, you're doing good.
You just shattered my dreams.
No, you're actually doing good. I love your voice. Your voice is beautiful before and after. Anyway.
Lies.
So, no, it is. Ask my mom. My mom loves your voice.
Used
Anyways,
to.
She loves your voice. Anyways, so now I'm about to go to work. I have to go to Canada to work. So I'm going to have to postpone this surgery that I was going to have. And this is a very personal thing, guys. You know how...
Wait, by the way, back up. Before you talk about that, she has to go to Canada for work and has to stay in a quarantine for 2 weeks by herself.
Yes.
Can't leave the hotel room. If you do, you get fined like $500,000 or something crazy.
No, more than $500,000. No, that's a lot.
Oh, $7,500.
I don't even know. But
I don't know, a lot of money.
Yeah.
I just made a huge jump in cash.
Yeah.
But you get fined a ton of money if you leave your room, and she has to go for 2 weeks before she can even start the project.
Yes.
Do you realize what my life is about to become? While she's resting and sleeping, she's going to be crying and having mental breakdowns in a room by herself, and I'm going to be running and taking care of a household.
That's what happens. I'm going, oh my God, I'm going to be able to sleep. I'm going to be able to learn how to meditate properly. I'm going to work out. But it's all inside
I'm complain,
this room.
I'm going to cry.
And I'm going to miss my family. Like, I'm already having anxiety, like panic attacks.
You're going to miss the kids. You're not going to miss me.
I'm going to miss the kids, yeah. I will miss you after a week. The first week, I'm going to be like, you freedom! No, of course I'm going to miss you. So I'm freaking out, guys. I can't even think about this trip because I get panic attacks. Anyways, I'm flying to Toronto for 5 hours with a mask. You guys know my claustrophobia issues. I don't know what I'm going to do. But anyways, I can think about it. I was going to do a surgery, which I'm going to do. Guys, I have a condition called endometriosis.
I think we've talked about it before.
I think we have. So I'm finally going to do something called excision surgery. And you have no idea. Basically, instead of like a normal laparoscopy, what is the name of the one that I've done twice? Basically, they laser, they burn it out. No, but it has a name. Ablation or something like that. So they burn it, right? But they don't remove the root. Excision, I'm going to remove it from the root, and I have it all over me. I have additions. That's how you say
adhesions.
It?
Adhesions.
Additions.
Additions. Like subtractions.
How do you say that?
Adhesions.
Adhesions. I've never said that in my life. Nada, tengo tejido pegado. Aparte a mi colon, a mi vejiga, like my bladder, my colon, my uterus.
Sexy.
My tubes. Yeah, they all have this, what's the word?
Adhesions.
Adhesions called endometrium tissue, I guess. And I have to remove it. It's a massive surgery. I'm even considering removing my uterus because I already had 2 kids. So I don't want to have any more freaking periods because I hate menstruation.
She thinks it's that simple.
It's not that simple. So I'm talking to the surgeon and the doctor about should I just remove the endo and leave my uterus? But if you go in and you see something funky in my uterus, just remove it. I don't care. I don't want to bleed. I don't want to have anything inside of me. Anyways, so what happens as part of the protocol to be able to accomplish this surgery, I have to do a massive change of nutrition. I'm taking all these supplements. I am doing pelvic floor therapy, which I didn't know about this before, but basically it's a physical therapist that is trained to do pelvic work with women, and they basically put their fingers inside of you. Whoa. And they release tension all over your muscles and all that. And my husband always thinks that somebody's finger, how you say it?
First of all, it's a lady therapist.
It's a lady therapist, Heather.
If it was a male therapist, I'd have a real problem with this.
Fusion Wellness. I recommend her. She's incredible. And she makes it painless and seamless. And she's teaching me a lot. I have to use these devices that look like I'm masturbating, but it's not. It's an actual... No, it's like a crystal thing. And you put it in
crystal
to release...
Crystal dildo.
No, it's like it doesn't look like a dildo. It's like a weird shape. So you put it in. What I'm going through, guys, in between surgeries for Eric, losing a voice, COVID, quarantine, shitty president. What I'm going through is so insane to prep for the surgery. And then I'm doing pain management, and they give me something called Lyrica. Do you know? Can you explain what's Lyrica?
Well, I don't know a whole lot other than I guess it shuts down the nervous system a bit. Charles tries to reset it. But now she's loopy and drugged and...
No, I wish. I'm basically taking these pills at night to be able to make me, to help me sleep deep and to work on my nerves while I'm sleeping, I guess. I don't even know. It's pain management. So I'm doing this whole protocol, and I was so excited, guys, when I learned that I was taking something that was going to help me sleep. Then what happens to me with the freaking Lyrica?
Wide awake.
Not that I'm wide awake. My dreams. Again, I cannot alter anything.
She's having lucid dreams. Here's the thing. We're falling apart. This has become a podcast about how we are aging and falling the hell apart during quarantine. I think it's too much time in quarantine that's causing us to go crazy.
I need to go back
physically,
to work.
Mentally shutting down.
Yeah, I need to go back to work. I can't, but anyways, so that's what's happening.
Now she's meditating and she slept well last night.
Last night, yeah, because I have a coach now. I have a coach that I talk to once a week that helps me through the process of this whole protocol that I have to do before the surgery, because this surgery is life-changing. I've lived in pain since I got my period for the first time in my life at 11. I've been in pain my whole life. I'm a functioning pain person. So when nobody knows that I'm in pain while I'm talking to you and that I'm cramping all the time and my PMS is terrible, because I am very positive and I am ambitious and I am a spitfire. So I just go through life acting like I don't have pain, but I have pain. Anyways, so it's a big protocol and I have a coach, and she said to me, Ross, at night when you take your Lyrica, give yourself 30 minutes, then turn everything off. No social media, no work, no TV, no nothing.
But here's what's funny.
Meditate for 30
years,
minutes and fall
for
asleep.
For years, I've been telling her, turn your iPad off, no social media, stop looking at Instagram to fall asleep. And when you do, the lights of the iPad are keeping you awake. And she doesn't ever listen to me, has never listened to me. Now a coach told her and she did it right away.
It's very different, your husband telling you something, or a coach that is highly trained and educated in different matters. When the coach tells you, then it makes more sense. When your husband tells you, it's just annoying.
I don't think so. I've been telling you could have solved this problem years ago. You just refused to listen to me.
You have.
All right.
You have. So thank you for helping me, Eric, at that time, even though I didn't listen.
On that note, let's take a break.
So now we are back, guys. Thank you so much for listening and for allowing our venting to be part of your day. Oh, it feels so good. This was like a therapy session, Eric Winter, right?
It was great. I'm sorry for the listeners, but it was great.
It was great.
All right. Well, thank you for sticking with us through this, hiatus, this little short break. And we're going to answer some listener emails and questions. First one is from @RedondoPuppy. Two questions. Number one, how have you guys handled the shopping food situation during quarantine? Who does the food shopping and how often? And do you guys order out?
So it's been 50-50, Eric, well, he's done more of the food shopping than me, at least once a week. You know what? Let me talk about this. We are a family of four, right? We have two kids and then mom and dad. I don't think, I will never comprehend how we go through food so fast. Like, he goes to Whole Foods and it's like a $550 shopping spree.
We've never spent that much at Whole Foods. That's crazy.
Yes, we have. No. Are you joking?
You just exaggerated.
I didn't exaggerate, Eric. I've done it. And we buy, like, okay, we have food for 3 weeks. We're going to be fine. We come home. Of course, we leave. Everything is outside. We unpack outside. We sanitize everything. We put it all inside. And within a week, we're like, oh, we need to go back to the supermarket. Oh my God, we have
because
nothing.
You
How
buy,
is it possible?
Because we buy all the filler foods like, excuse me, vegetables, the fruits, the snacks that go in the pantry. But you don't buy foods for meals. You buy like one salmon. One salmon's one meal. Then you run out of stuff.
I don't know.
You don't understand. That's why I end up doing the shopping, because I'm a little bit more comprehensive when I shop.
No, you're not.
And I take my time I go through each section.
And then you get no goodies. You get no snacks.
She comes back
cool
and our pantry is full of junk. I come back and we have food that lasts us at least a week and a half.
Okay, guys, meaning junk like...
junk.
Gluten-free cardboard cracker.
Can somebody please... I wish I had somebody else. Just because...
chips with
she
no
thinks,
salt.
She thinks just because... it's a marshmallow cereal from Whole Foods. It's a healthy cereal. It's still a marshmallow cereal, which is fine.
Or it has sugar
It just has cane sugar, not corn syrup. So it's better for
you. That's better.
But it's still not great food.
Well, we have kids. And
she's
they need to experience being kids. And kids
like
marshmallow stuff.
And I'm fine with that. But if you're going to go buy Rice Krispies, she goes, oh, but it's a healthy Rice Krispie. I'm like,
it is.
It's not. It's the same thing as
any
Rice
Krispie. No, it's brown rice. It's no sugar. It's vegan
marshmallow. No sugar? There's no such thing.
Whatever.
It's no such thing.
Eric, anyway.
It has sugar.
Redonda Poppy, I think we answered your question and
beyond. Well, no, we just skated around her question like
crazy.
Anyway,
so he goes sometimes and I go sometimes with a glove, with a mask, doing the line, being annoyed, sending pictures of him about the lines, about mother, blah, 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 I can't believe I'm doing this. And they look at this long line. We should have used this girl that will do it for us. But he doesn't want to pay the $50 for the girl to go do the shopping.
No, and then she gets mad.
Blah,
no,
blah, blah.
No, we used the girl when we were in quarantine to do it for us. And then Roz is like, oh, this is ridiculous. She keeps texting me, asking me what I want because they don't have what I'm asking for.
That's being efficient.
And I'm like, that's why you don't.
No, she was great. What are you talking about?
No, she was awesome because she dealt with you going back and forth with every change.
Whatever.
But you complained about the process.
No, I didn't. I love that she came. I didn't have
Lies.
To go. Anyways.
Lies.
So, second question.
We're going all the time still. We still go to the grocery store a lot.
We go a lot.
At least every
terrible.
Week, every other week.
And it's bad because we're supposed to be inside the house.
And
we order
out way too much. Even after going to the grocery store for all this stuff, we order out way too much.
And this is what's crazy. We order out and the person like leaves it in front and then we grab it and then we sanitize the bag and then we get everything out and then we sanitize every box and then like it's almost like we're sanitizing the food. It's disgusting. Oh my God, why is life this bad? What happened to the world?
Because we're so paranoid.
We're so paranoid. It's like we're sanitizing like my nanny yesterday, Delmi, God bless her. She brought some avocados and she was washing the avocados with soap inside the sink, washing the avocado with soap and water. It's insanity. Anyway, second question, has being home and around each other with this forced slowdown with your jobs led to more sex and fooling around or less?
Depends on which month of quarantine you asked. The beginning of quarantine, fantastic. Second half
of
quarantine, nightmare. Third part of quarantine, picking up, but then Rosin's leaving town, so she's super happy because she gets to go on vacation.
Yes, yeah, right. I'm going to be working like crazy. I'm going to be miserable, guys, but I'm going to be working and making money, which makes me happy.
So ups and downs, but let's say we're at a 50-50 because we had a good couple months of surgeries and COVID and issues.
We had supernatural circumstances that, you know what, forced the sex life to take a little pause, which is okay.
No, it's not.
Okay, Christina, what are your thoughts on body hair? Do you prefer all natural, some grooming? What are your preferences for yourself and for each other? I'm very curious on your answers.
Well,
body hair. Well, have you seen Eric lately?
You actually prefer. Have you seen what?
Eric left a beard. Like, if you follow me on social media or his social media, you'll see that Eric has decided to become... a bum? Is that a word?
A bum. Wow, everyone with beards, she just called you a bum. That is so not true.
No, I didn't say that. I mean, it's just for you because you're such a metrosexual. Oh my God, I'm so pretty.
Metrosexuals can't have beards?
Metrosexual, like, let me put my creams on.
Oh my God,
I'm so hot, I'm so hot, I'm so pretty.
What?
Because you're that kind of person. It is interesting that you said, you know what, I'm just going to let go and leave facial hair all over my face that actually looked phenomenal. People loved it.
I stopped shaving since the day I wrapped production on The Rookie. And I didn't shave for 4 months, I think it was. So I had a crazy grizzly Adams beard. It was like big and shaggy and it was bushy. It was big.
It was awesome.
I kept trimming it to try and make it look nicer.
Yeah, he looks good. He has such a pretty face that he can get away. Yo le digo, tú te puedes poner un mojón en la cabeza y te ves bien, así que don't worry about it.
Why'd you say
it
took a shit on what? You said
I,
mojón?
I always tell you, like, you can put a piece of crap in on top of your head and you still look good because you have that face. You're genetically blessed.
Wow. So then I got bored while having my beard and decided to try and trim the sides of my hair and shaved these, like, wild thing from Major League, you know, Charlie Sheen.
Can I have a phone? I need to document this.
I shaved the sides of my head into like a weird Mr. T. I don't know what the hell I did, but I screwed up the side of my head. Hair grew out the length on top.
Can I see it?
And then now, well, my hair's long. She's so videoing this.
Eric is talking about his new haircut that he did as a mistake. But move around.
Anyway, so now I've trimmed up the beard and now I have a crazy, so I went from Vikings. Now I've got a goatee that's kind of like Sons of Anarchy, super long, bushy goatee.
It's hot.
And then I think my Western mustache is coming next.
And then he decided to how you call it, pintarse la barba? Dye his beard?
You posted that. When we went on the beach thing, I've never used like a Just for Men. I've never done that in my life. The only grays I have are in my beard. And I was like, you know what? I'm just not going to say anything to her. And I'm going to try and use this Just for Men on my beard and just see what happens, see what it looks like just for kicks.
I walk in and he is dyeing his beard like jet black, four shades darker.
I got brown.
But it was comical. It didn't go with your collar. It was a joke. I'm going, what are you doing with this midlife crisis that you're going through leaving a beard? And now you're painting
I had a line in my sideburn from the dye, so I had grays that went to straight brown with like a super clean line.
It was so bad, I was dying. Eric, are you going through a midlife crisis? Like, what's going on? You're 40, some 44? Sort of are you 44?
Yeah,
are you happy?
Just turned 44.
Are you happy? Because, you know, you can ask, our friend Danny has a Lamborghini.
Lamborghini? Will you rub it and it gives you wishes?
How do you call it?
Lamborghini.
Well,
it's not a Lamborghini.
Puerto Rico,
he has a Ferrari.
Oh, I'm sorry. So he has a Ferrari that, you know what? He tells you can use it at any time. So if you're going through a midlife crisis, go to the house and get it.
Thank you. So we'll see anyways, back to your question. We keep getting very sidetracked. I have been pretty grizzly as far as the facial hair goes. I think both of us prefer some grooming for sure.
Yeah, no, for
with
sure.
With body, you know.
If I leave like hair all over my armpits.
Or legs.
You still love me? Or my legs?
I mean, I would love you, but I would stack Nair in the shower every day
with this is funny.
A washcloth.
Guys, this is a funny story. So I used Nair because I used to go waxing like down there, but that hurts so much. And I did it for many, 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 many years. And now I'm like, I'm old and I'm like, I'm over it. So I'm just going to use Nair. You know, the thing that this is a white thing that you put and then it kind of kills your follicle for a little bit. It doesn't last as long as waxing and going at a wax place that you scream. So basically I used Nair and then so every time down there it's getting like kind of like savage and like jungle type, which is great. It's
about
nature. It's the way it should be.
What are you talking about?
So when it's getting long and he's like starts thinking about, I want to whatever. So it's so funny. So I walk into the
bathroom. Look, I'll take what I can get. I don't really care. If it's
Eric places the Nair. How you say it?
Nair. You just said it five times.
I know. The Nair. He places the Nair with a little white towel cloth next to it, folded. And that's his cue to let me know that he's expecting for me to use Nair so I can have no hair. It is so funny. And every time I see him, I go, I guess I'm going to have to remove my hair.
I do it very nice. You said that's a lot of compassion. That's being kind. That's sweetness.
He puts the freaking Nair in the shower.
That's sweetness.
You're too much, Eric.
But I think, I think good grooming is, I think it's important. It shows you care. You know what's crazy?
So you're not
she will groom the shit. She went to the freaking pelvic floor massage and groomed the shit out of herself for a pelvic massage with some chick. And for me, she doesn't groom herself.
Like
what the hell is that?
Every time I have I go to the gynecologist or something, and like I look perfectly trim, and it's like a baby, como una bebé. Así parece. It looks like a
that's
little
disgusting.
Baby cheeks. It's so
that's
cute.
That's disgusting.
Right? And
but
Eric is like, why are you doing that for Dr. Goldberg? You can do it for me. He's like, well, I'm not going to go to the gynecologist or Harry. Of course I'm going to clean it
up. You're
going to
show up for your husband?
It's different.
No, it's not. It's, are you out of your mind?
Oh my God.
You
got to
take care.
Anyway, I guess he likes good grooming down there. If that answers your
grooming
question.
I like legs groomed, armpits groomed, all that stuff. Yeah, I mean it's good.
Okay.
You're pretty good about that stuff.
No, I am. I am.
I haven't seen you walk around too many, like, you know, hairy legs or anything.
No, I don't do that. I don't do that. Anyways.
So what else did she say?
Should we take a little pause and come back?
Let's do it.
Bye. Okay, estamos de vuelta y tenemos una discusión. We're having like a bit of a discussion as a family because you know that schools are going to be closed for a while because of the COVID. And Eric is much more comfortable sending the kids back to school sooner
with
than
major
I am.
Precautions.
Él quiere, enviar los niños a la escuela tan pronto abran las escuelas. Yo tengo un problema porque I don't know if I'm up for that. I don't know if I'm comfortable sending my kids back to school. If I know there's going to be precautions.
Here's the thing.
And it's just I feel like it's ¿cómo se dice? Petri dish?
Petri dish.
A petri dish when you send those kids back to school.
I just feel so bad for Dylan in particular, 2 years old. He can't be with any of his friends at school. He's a super shy kid as it is, and he's missing out on these major socializing milestones, things that he needs to be doing. And I think as long as all the precautions are being made, you know, it's important for his growth.
I know.
Look, once Sabella goes back, once we realize that the big schools are opening, then it's inevitable Dylan's going to have to go back because what's the point of keeping one at home if the other one's already back at school? And they're going to have things much more ironed out with their situation with the big schools.
They are. And I know there's going to be precautions taken, but guys, the numbers are going up. This pandemic is
okay.
By
let's
no
not
means
go on and on about that.
Out of. Can you say? I think it's out of control. So I think we need to think about this twice, Eric, because you say, let's do it. It's gonna be fine until the kid comes back from school sick, and then you're gonna be like, why the heck did I do that? I understand,
but that's life.
They need to socialize.
At some point, they're gonna have to get back to some. Look, I'm the homeschool teacher. I'm going to go back to work. You're going to be working. We're going to have to hire.
Like, what are we going to do?
A freaking teacher. If you're gone working and I'm back at work and Sabella's got, I mean, she can do a lot of stuff on her own, but she's still, I know a lot of parents are already talking about hiring like a teacher to come to the house
and
deal
with assignments.
We're
going to have to do that because if I'm working and you're working, how are we going to accomplish this thing?
I mean, or my mom or, you know, somebody's got to help too. I have no idea. That's another reason why. And I don't know. I just think the socializing aspect of school is super important. And we're struggling with this. We can't seem to get on the same page.
No, we can't. We can't.
When are you going to go back to the gym?
I'm
ever?
Not going back to the, I don't go to the gym.
Well, gyms are closed now.
I go to Maria, which is a one-on-one. No, I have a child. I don't go to the gym,
You don't go
Eric.
To Maria. You watch her on Zoom.
I know, but before COVID, I wasn't going to the gym. I was going to her private gym, like at her complex. And it was just me and Maria and Carly. I don't think I can go to a gym. I go to like a LA Fitness or an Equinox.
Even just kids
like
socializing, we need to
it.
Have. Well, now that we've announced that we've had COVID, maybe nobody will even come near us. But we
we call them with the plague, like our close friends that we're planning. When can the kids start having play dates again? I said nobody's gonna come to the house. We're the plague.
We're banned.
Somos la plaga.
All friends.
No, but
social
we're healthy
circles.
Now. We're perfectly fine, guys.
But I feel like we need social time. I mean, we haven't done anything because, especially with my voice, I can't.
I did it before at the beginning of COVID.
I
had one gathering with my three
everybody
friends.
In masks, 6 feet apart.
We were sitting down in the patio.
It's
everybody
crazy.
Had it was crazy. It was comical, but we did it. We were there for like 4 hours and we had a blast and we talked so much. We need that again, guys. We need that again. But ugh, it's crazy.
Well, we made it. We got through our first podcast back.
Yes.
Let's see if we can keep this rolling.
You will. Just take care of your voice. Continue your vocalization. I'll just run a mile so I don't have to listen to it.
Wow. Show some compassion. Use some Nair.
Use
lessons
some Nair.
Learned.
Oh, my God.
Get the food out early for dinner.
I know. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We enjoyed talking to you guys. We have missed you. We keep every week. We're like, when are we going to do the podcast again? We have to do the podcast because it's like a release. We enjoy making people laugh and we enjoy saying relatable stories so people understand that we're all equal. We're all the same.
So if anybody hasn't done so yet, make sure to follow us on Instagram at He Said Adio Podcast. Again, email us more questions. We love hearing from our listeners at Eric and Roz at iHeartRadio.com. Thanks again.
Until next week, guys.
Love you.
Love you.
Subscribe to He Said, Ella Dijo on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you get your podcasts.